Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The God Who Holds You Together, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31.
This morning when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Be there.
Be there when the roll is called up yonder. How many of you got your name already on the roll in salvation today? Say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we're going to look forward to what God's got in store for us today. His Spirit is in this house. I want to go back and sing that last verse again. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Hallelujah. You never go wrong by serving the Lord and putting them first in your life. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. And He said, you know what? Seek first His kingdom, His righteousness. And He said, all these things will be added unto you. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I got a better place to go. And I'm glad that I got a great God on my side. And I'm glad today I can stand on this platform or wherever in this church and sing the song and know what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go back. Last verse. Let's sing it like we mean it. Amen. Oh, let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all His
now
works.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting
let's
sun.
Let's try it again. Let's try this again. Amen. Give me a key.
Oh, let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and
the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I'm glad that He's a God who restores. You may be sitting here today, sin has entered in your life, and maybe today it's been working, and you're a born-again Christian, but you found that those choices that you've been making and those things that you've been doing, you know, they're pulling you down. You think, well, God doesn't love me anymore. Oh, He never stops loving you. There's nothing today that you can do that can stop God from loving you. He loves you with an everlasting love, and He bids you to come, and He said, I can restore you. I can forgive your sins. I can clean your life up. I can turn you around again. Amen. That doesn't mean you're getting rebirthed, resaved. That means today we sometimes make bad choices in life because we're humans and we have frailties. We make bad decisions. Every one of you, anybody in here never made a bad decision in life? That's what I thought. Aren't you glad that His grace is sufficient to turn around all the bad decisions that you've ever made? Thank God He restores. Hell, are you hearing me this morning? He's a restorer. He today is a God that will turn all things around in your life. You were created in God's image. Have you grasped that today? You were created in His image so that you might reflect some of who God is. Are you reflecting who God is in your word, your actions, and your deeds, and your countenance, and your living every day? See, this is just not a Sunday thing. Well, I put on a tie and a coat, I put on a pretty dress or whatever, and you know, I dress up and put on this and put on that and comb my hair. And that's not what makes you looking and walking in the image of God. It's what's in your heart that will create that atmosphere, that you're walking in the presence of a holy God, that your life, your heart is filled with the presence of God today, and that He has the priority of your life, that you're seeking Him first, amen. So therefore, it's important that we understand grass today. Praise God, what sin lost, I'm glad today Christ restores. Amen. God created you so that your life can bring honor to Him. God put you together. And thank God He'll keep you from falling apart. Let me give you a couple points here. You were created intentionally today. There are no accidents with God. Amen. When God got to verse 26... in the creative account of mankind, that is a different thing that happened in the other portions of creation. In creation. Note, man was not created by a word. Remember, God said, let there be light, let there be different things, and God said, and that is good. That was created by a word. Early in creation, the Bible states, God said, and there was. Hallelujah. Boy, that just shows how powerful our God is. Amen. That God can take nothing and make something out of it. Now keep that thought in mind. Here in the creation of mankind, God created from the dust of the ground. Hallelujah. Not the result of evolution. Amen. Not evolved, but created. So note, God said, let us make man in our image. And hallelujah, this is the picture, again, as I told you earlier, of our triune God. And God said, let us make them in our image after our likeness. That doesn't mean that you have that doesn't mean God has blue eyes. He's not talking about your physical attributes. He's talking about your spiritual attributes. Spiritual attributes. Fighting off some sinus stuff. Sometimes it comes up. Sometimes you got to push it back down. Amen. Hallelujah. God was creating something unlike He created before. The creation of man and woman is done with great intentionality. God
did this intentionally. It wasn't something just these chemicals and this great happened and something happened and, you know, on seashores and molecules and different things or something occurred and boom! Then all of a sudden, by an accident, man became alive. That's not how it happened. God intentionally created man and woman. Amen. And friend, let me tell you what. He intentionally made you. And your life has value today. You may think, well, I'm nobody. Well, you better rethink that. If you've been born again, you're somebody going somewhere. You've been today delivered by the very hand of a mighty God who loves you enough to die for you and to save your soul from the curse and the condemnation of sin. Today, to think about the fact that God loved us that much is overwhelming to me. To know today that I'm a child of the King. Listen to what Psalm 139 says in verses 14 through 16. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now listen to what it says. You know, we use that, but there's more after that. He says, marvelous are thy works, and that my soul should knoweth right well, that I should know right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously brought in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. I hate to tell you this, you're not perfect. Amen. And he says, in thy book of all my members were written, which were in continuance, were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Folks, listen today. Knowing that you were formed intentionally today, this forming today should cause you to see yourself today of how you should be living out your life to the glory and the honor of the Lord. How are you living for God today? You know, we grasp all the cliches of the world and everything that the world says. God today doesn't deal with cliches in His Word. He deals with facts. And today the fact is, God intentionally made you for a purpose. And today you've got to seek that purpose in which God made you today. How we were formed impacts several things. One, it impacts today how we would treat other people. How are you treating other people today? I don't care about people. You don't know how I've been done wrong, Pastor. You don't know how people, they've talked about me, how I've been abused and all this stuff. Listen, friend. If you're living today with the chains of the past entwined around your feet today, you're never going to get anywhere from God. You've got to put your past where it belongs, and that's in the past. If the past is done, yeah, who hasn't been done wrong in life? You're not marooned on an island by yourself. And there's not a little imaginary sign hanging over your head that says, perfect person, perfect person. You're not. None of us are. But praise God, we are forgiven people. And it's important that we treat people. I've heard it said, we should treat people the way that we want to be treated. I don't contend with that. Because that's a lesser way. We should treat people the way Christ treats people. Amen. Friend, today when you treat people the way God treats people, that means today you've got a real God that loves you and cares for you, and we've got to be genuine in our care for others. Not only does it affect how we treat others, but it also affects how we treat ourselves. Amen. And I'm not telling you today you're the best thing since white sliced bread or wise potato chips or Lay's or whatever else. You were created for so much more than what you're doing. See, we live with the mentality, I got limitations. Have you read today what Paul said? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Have you read today what God's Word declares about you? That He wants to do a marvelous work in your life today? Folks, you've got to learn to cooperate with God. Stop thinking today that you're nobody when God's already said, I died for you. That's how important you are to me. I laid my life down for you. I redeemed you. I prepared a place for you. Therefore today, let me tell you, it's important that we see ourselves as God sees us today.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.